My name's Angie Scholes, and in our business lead story this evening, I'm joined by Jason Kasutu, who is the chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. Good to be here, Angie.
So, Jason, this year's conference theme is From Decision to Dividend, Making Namibia's Oil Work for Namibians. What inspired this theme and why is it relevant at this stage of Namibia's oil and gas journey?
Thanks, Angie. We're excited to be in our fourth edition of the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference. And every year we have a theme that's relevant to the time. A few years ago, the oil story in Namibia was really about geology, right? Do we have commercially sound finds? And now today the story has moved to decisions, right? We're on the hinge of a final investment decision by Total, for example. And that motivated the theme, but decisions have got everything to do with what we do today, what decisions we take today that would lead to a dividend that will be able to improve the lives of ordinary Namibians so that don't create this enclave that will pass a lot of Namibians by. Because that's also a possibility. And that's very real when it comes to sectors such as oil and gas. So no one is claiming to be an expert above any other. We're saying we want to keep it simple. We want to keep it real. It's about decisions and dividends and making oil work for Namibians.
Yeah. Jason, as Namibia moves closer to developing its petroleum industry, how can collaboration between government, investors, operators, and local businesses ensure that the benefits are widely shared?
Certainly. The shared benefit is not going to be automatic. The industry itself can find itself in a concentration of wealth. We've seen it in the other nations that the boom is concentrated around a particular segment. Therefore, because it's not automatic, it needs to be engineered and every stakeholder needs to play their role. The government needs to be able to provide policy certainty and also ensure equally enforcement of local content participation. Operators need to be able to provide procurement that is fair and transparent for local businesses and that is able to actually transfer skills and capacity to them. Investors need to provide capital, but capital that is able to also build capacity. And then our local businesses need to ready themselves. They need to understand where they fall short, because the reality is that you're dealing with international standards and you're going to have to meet that grade. But someone needs to speak to them about what that standard is. So they have to ready themselves. If those stakeholders play their role, we'll be able to realize that shared benefit in that way and then make some impact.
Jason, one of the conference's key priorities is local participation. What practical steps are needed to ensure Namibian businesses and entrepreneurs become active participants in the oil and gas value chain?
You know, we need to be honest. Goodwill will not get us there. There are international standards to be met. We need to also be realistic with what can be done and what cannot be done. What we're doing in readying ourselves and creating a platform such as the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference is, number one, having a very good understanding and admitting that there are four key factors. It's readiness, it's access, it's finance, and it's partnerships. In terms of readiness, this year we will launch the Namibia Business Readiness Index, which will become an annual index measuring the exact readiness of the industry, where the gaps lie in order to create and retain value in country. The results of that index will not be announced at this conference, but we will be speaking broadly around the methodology and the approach. And hopefully during the course of next year, we will be able to announce the findings and the key results. The other issue is access. So we're providing a platform at the NOGC 2026 that has got various mini platforms, if you can put it that way. Firstly, I think the real day one preceding the opening on day two, the official opening, is really an exciting one. We've got master classes, which will speak to local suppliers, policymakers, the youth who want to understand from key experts what the industry entails, where Namibia is at and where the gap lies and what the expectations are in terms of standards and participating in the industry. We also have a local suppliers pitching session or a suppliers pitching session. It's a 5 to 7 minute pitch where we've taken innovative local entrepreneurs and we put them in front of operators, even EPCs and those that award contracts in the value chain. And they have 5 to 7 minutes to pitch their innovation or their idea around being able to meet the standards and be part of the value chain, hopefully. Finance speaks for itself. I think last year also we made a lot of effort. There are quite a number of entities that want to support the industry. But partnerships is a cornerstone for us. We keep on saying, if anything, and I will repeat this a lot, one of the measures of success is if someone can walk out of there with a partnership. That for us is something that goes beyond the 3 days.
Youth empowerment and workforce development feature prominently in this year's program. Why is investing in local skills essential to securing Namibia's long-term energy future?
The oil is finite, meaning that one day there'll be no more oil. Skills are not necessarily. It's really when we talk about the dividend that will outlast the barrel, is that we are able to build the capability of our people. Every engineer, every welder, every subsea technician that's flown in, which will happen, and Namibia must ready itself for that and welcome that, which will happen, will also fly out with those skills. So it's very important from the beginning that we're able to understand that the prize is not the jobs today, but the prize is really to build a generation of those technical experts that will be able to run the industry for tomorrow and going forward. So skills is a cornerstone. And remember, it becomes the capability that becomes the real value for Namibia beyond just all other monetary factors.
The conference introduces several new engagement platforms, including supplier workshops, local content pitching sessions, and the Future Generation session. How do these initiatives contribute to creating lasting economic opportunities for Namibians?
Absolutely. So the supplier workshops build real capability. And that's what I talk about day one, and really encouraging people to attend the masterclasses. The supplier workshops speak to the how-to, the practical, right? So yes, we're bringing in international experts who've been in the industry for years, but we're also guiding them to be as practical and less jargon-orientated, because like some industries, I mean, there's a lot of jargon in the industry, but to be able to say practically, how do you meet those international standards? And then we've got the local supplier pitching sessions, which I've said bring the SMEs closer to a contract. Doesn't deliver the contract, but it brings them closer to the contract because there is a starting point. It's better to ready yourself than you find yourself unprepared. And business is business. People will move on. They will appoint those that are able to provide what's needed, whether it's goods or services, right? Whether local or not. So we need to understand that that will likely happen. So what we're saying is that the local supplier pitching sessions allow those that have got the potential to be able to pitch, to be able to understand the gaps, to see where they're able to grow, and to also allow feedback from those that award contracts. Future Generation session is really aimed at allowing a platform for the young people. It's building the talent pipeline, if I can put it that way. Building the talent pipeline so that young people understand what the pathways are in the sector. You know, people often say there are too many of these conferences, but I mean, there is a youth bulge in this country, just like across the continent. So you can't have enough conversations with the young people. And even this won't accommodate all of them. You know, so that's the Future Generations session, building the pipeline, getting people from outside and from internal. I mean, amazing work done internally by the likes of Petrofund, who have funded a lot of people who have gotten into the industry, but also from outside to say, these are the pathways towards building a career in the industry. Because like I said, capability is extremely important. So for us, most conferences sometimes end with a communique or inspiring speech. For us, really, we want to end the conference with partnerships that are created.
Sustainable development remains central to Namibia's energy ambitions. How can the country balance attracting investment with ensuring long-term economic, environmental, and social benefits?
Sometimes it's put as though it's a trade-off between investment and sustainability. We believe, as the NOGC, that there's no trade-off. We believe that the right private capital and the private capital that's worth having is patient and it's credible. And that type of capital, we all know, demands a high standard of environmental safeguards and social standards. Social standards, we also need to implore, obviously, as a country on industry and government to ensure that those operating have a social license to operate. So those benefits need to accrue to the communities as far and wide as possible. But the environmental standards, Namibia has enshrined in the constitution environmental protection from 1990. So that is already a standard for the country, for those coming in to follow. But Namibia should not and will not, I think, sell itself cheap as a cheap jurisdiction from an environmental point of view. We believe that the right capital will follow the highest standards of the environment. So it's not really a trade-off. What we're saying is that industry will participate while protecting the environment and in the future move towards cleaner energy. But for now, this is the reality, and we think there's no trade-off. Both can create, there will be a balance between the two.
What outcomes would you like delegates, businesses, and communities to take away from this year's conference? And how will these contribute to ensuring Namibia's oil works for all Namibians?
What we'd like to see for delegates, businesses, and communities is one is that delegates are able to get a honest, clear-eye picture of where Namibia really is. And a concrete step in terms of the role that they are able to play in it. For business, it's benchmark. It's for businesses to understand what the standard is and what the benchmark is and where the gap is and how to get there. And then for communities, really just keeping the momentum and knowing and allowing them to, or instilling in them the belief that we have them in mind. They are part of the discussion and the industry is being built. And I think for communities, that goes far and wide. Direct communities, we think, that have got a direct impact or affected communities, you know, your Walvis Bay, Luderitz, and hopefully one day Rundu. But the size of the industry can broaden throughout the country, obviously, in terms of the value chain. But again, it's important that we do not sell a dream that is too large, to create too large of an expectation that when the results come, it becomes meaningless, because the size of expectation that was created was too large. I don't think it's going to solve all of Namibia's challenges from a developmental point of view, but it is a good start for Namibia. Not start, but it is a good, significant step for Namibia to be able to address a lot of economic development issues.
Jason, just the last question. Looking beyond the conference, what would success look like for Namibia's oil and gas sector over the next decade?
That really, and that's why we firm on our theme for this year, that the dividend is visible to ordinary Namibian lives. We have seen countries that have been transformed by oil and gas, and we've seen countries that have not. We've seen countries that have reinvested the proceeds into infrastructure, social services, and even into diversifying the economies. We've seen countries where they've looked at their past decades of first oil and it's been mostly consumption-based. So what we want is to be able to see a future where Namibian companies are embedded meaningfully in the value chain and they're not sitting on the edges. We want to be able to see Namibian engineers, technicians, and entrepreneurs being able to have built a career and opportunities through the industry. We want to see that the oil revenues will be able to really fund diversification of the economy, savings, and infrastructure, and all of this while protecting the environment, right? And also, and when we say diversifying, diversifying during and beyond oil, so you don't have this dependency. We've seen in mining where towns built on a mining sector find that life of mine has come to an end, just as an example. And now the decision of closing the mine is also a decision of closing literally the town, just closing and creating a situation that you don't want to see. So it's always important to think of diversification and beyond the finite resource from as early as possible in order to ensure our future generations and the country moves ahead.
That was Jason Kasutu, the chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.